If you're currently feeling frustrated and defeated because you've been trying to land a new job for months and months and months now with no luck, then listen to this episode, because in this episode, I'm breaking down the three things that are slowing down and breaking your job search. And then I share the three things that the women who are landing jobs within 3 to 6 months are doing right now to help you understand your next step to landing a new job faster. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you have been job searching for more than 6 or 7 months now, and you still haven't gotten an offer yet, I am almost positive that you are feeling frustrated, you're feeling annoyed, defeated by the system, and you're probably asking yourself, oh my goodness, why is this taking so long? Like, you're wondering why you still haven't been able to land a job, even though you have 10 plus years of experience and you know that you are more than qualified for the jobs you're applying for. Maybe you have been applying consistently, you've tweaked your resume, you've updated your resume, you've refreshed your LinkedIn profile, you're updating your inbox every 5 seconds to see what's in there. Like, you're doing everything you've been told to do to land a job, and yet you're still in the same place, which is either stuck in a draining job that you no longer enjoy, or unemployed and trying to land a job. And at this point, if you are on social media at all, you might be thinking, oh, the job market is just so hard. That's why it's taking too long. It's never going to work out for me. There are no jobs out there. Like, you might be telling yourself all these stories that are causing you to feel even more defeated in your job search. And honestly, if you have 10 plus years of experience, you are now officially mid-career. And at this stage of your job search, the answer to why your job search is taking too long is probably really not the job market. It's not. I know the job market is different for sure. In fact, let me pause here and say, if you are a new listener and you haven't listened to the entire Fix Your Broken Job Search series, you absolutely should go listen to this, to the rest of the episodes in this series, because I have talked through the fact that, yes, the job market is harder and why still that is not the reason why you might not be getting jobs. I've shared how to talk about yourself to land more jobs, how to get a job you love and get paid well. Like, I have gone in detail and really shared some good strategy, if I say so myself, like actual strategy that sometimes I say for my clients, I have shared in past episodes. So I definitely encourage you to listen to all the episodes in the Fix Your Broken Job Search series. And I said that I paused here to say that because when I say the job market might not be why you're not landing a job, I can see how that can sound maybe invalidating or piss you off if you're still listening. Thanks for still listening. And I just wanted to pause and let you know, like, I'm not invalidating the reality of the fact that AI, layoffs, restructuring are all impacting the job market, which is why I want you to go listen to other episodes where I have talked about that in more detail, because ultimately, as a career coach who is currently working with women, who is currently watching my clients land interviews, land job offers while increasing their salary, I know that there are jobs out there and people are landing those jobs, which is why I say the job market by itself is not the problem. In my experience, it is the way that you're trying to land a job. It is your entire approach. Most mid-career women, when they are going into the job search, they're job searching like they are early in their career. You're focusing on volume, on as many jobs as possible. And An approach that is focused on volume cannot and will not work for you when you are 10 to 20 years into your career if you don't have clarity and positioning. If you are not clear about what you're looking for and don't know how to position yourself in the job market, your job search will continue to take forever because you just have to inherently job search differently as a mid-career woman. So in this episode, I'm going to break down exactly why your job search might be broken and taken forever. And then I'll share with you what women who are landing jobs they love faster are doing differently, particularly coming from the lens of my career clarity and job search coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. So I'll share what my clients are doing that's really helping them land jobs faster so that you can better understand how you need clarity, positioning, support, and coaching to help you land a job faster. So let's first start with, why is your job search taking so long? Why is it so slow? Why is it so broken? So first I'll say that when I say slow, my number is, and I said this earlier, but you might, I said it briefly, so you might not have caught it, but usually after the 6 month mark is when I start thinking, okay, something's wrong. The average job search ever since I would say 2017 or 18, the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. That's what it's been. But since 2024, 25, we've been seeing that number look more like 6 to 9 months on average. So I still stick with the 3 to 6 month number because when I'm working with my clients, my goal is for them to land a job in 2 to 4 months. So to me, when we've hit that 6 month mark, I'm like, okay, we need to revisit the approach. Something's wrong. Something is broken and that we need to fix. And so when you hear me say, why is it going so slow? I want to also make sure that you are aware of timeframes. To me, if you are 1 month into your job search, 2 months into your job search, girl, you are still in the beginning. I'm not worried a job is coming as long as you're doing the right things. But if you've been at this for 7 or more months, then yes, something is definitely broken. And what I've seen is that usually this is not it is an indictment, the word I'm looking for. Like, it's not a judgment about your qualifications or your ability or your skill. Usually a slow job search is more of a sign that the approach that you are using to job search is flawed. That's because I think of landing a job as a skill and not a value judgment. So just because you can't land a job doesn't mean something is wrong with you. To me, it just means you're doing something wrong. And those are two very different things. So what I have seen that a lot of mid-career women are doing that is causing their job search to be super slow. And I'm saying this after having, I've had, I think, over 30 conversations in the past few months with mid-career women, like one-on-one conversations who are trying to job search. And I'm seeing the same patterns. You are applying to multiple different types of roles because you're probably qualified for multiple things and you don't know how to commit or you don't want to commit to one. And when I say multiple different types of roles, I'm not talking about job titles, right? So for example, there might be a role that is called customer service specialist, but then another company calls it customer support specialist, but they're essentially the same job. That's not what I mean. I mean different types of roles, meaning you're applying for customer service roles, you're applying for program management roles, you're applying for data analysis roles, and you're applying for strategy roles. All of those are different. And it's usually because when you have 10 to 20 years of experience, you have diverse experience, which means you can do different things. And so you find yourself applying to everything you can do, but that approach is slowing you down. Another thing that I've seen that slows down job searches is that because you are applying for different types of jobs, your resume is also then written to sort of cover everything that you can do, right? Your resume is trying to put all your skills on paper, which then means you're not specifically or clearly positioning yourself for any one type of job. And the third thing I will say that I've seen that is slowing down job searches is that you are relying on job boards. You are just mass applying on these job boards and hearing nothing back because job boards are essentially a black hole. And that cycle can go on for months, sometimes literally years. I've heard of people who have been job searching for 2 years. And again, it's usually not because you're not qualified, but it's because you're using the wrong approach. And here's why those things specifically slow down your job search. First, when you don't have a clearly defined target role that you are trying to land, every hour that you spend on your job search is partially wasted because you end up applying to jobs that are not even a right fit for you. So those, the time you took to apply, if they call you back, if you interview, that's literally all a waste of your time. The other thing that can cause these things to make your job search slow is that when you don't have positioning, when you don't know how to position yourself in the job market, your resume and your LinkedIn makes it hard for hiring managers to figure out why you are qualified for the jobs you're applying for. When you are not positioned for any one job, you are now making recruiters and hiring managers do extra work to try to connect the dots between your experience and the job they're trying to fill. And in this day and age, they're simply not going to do that work. One, they have too many other choices and candidates to try to make your experience make sense. They will simply just go with the person who has made it clear from the jump. Two, they are inundated. A lot of recruiters, I know that on social media, people like to paint recruiters as the bad guys. But the thing is that they are human beings who have a job to do, and a lot of them are wildly understaffed, under-resourced, and under-supported. I know recruiters who are trying to fill 50 roles at the same time. When they have that much that they're trying to fill, that imagine trying to talk to, imagine just trying to talk to 5 people for each of those roles. Now, most of them are doing more, but let's just even start from there and say that a recruiter is trying to fill 50 roles and they have to talk to 5 people for each of those. That's 250 people. You don't want to talk to 250 people. You can't think of the last time you had a conversation with 250 people in a month, not to mention in a week, because some of these jobs have deadlines. So I'm saying all that to say, because recruiters are also overwhelmed and understaffed and under-resourced, again, they're not going to do any mental gymnastics to try to figure out what qualifies you for the job they're trying to fill. They're taking the easy route. They're taking the smooth route. The person that made it very clear why they are qualified is the one they're inviting to interview. And that is the power of positioning. When you are not positioned, you're likely missing out on opportunities because recruiters and hiring managers are overlooking you because they don't know how you fit. The other thing that's making your approach slow is that you don't have relationships or visibility in your field or job market. And when you don't have relationships and visibility, you are competing with a minimum of 250 people or more for every job that you apply to on a job board. Minimum. Job boards are literally the lowest converting channel to land a job. When you focus all your effort on a job board, the average percentage to go from, like, if we think of the conversion rate from applicant to interview, it's a 2% conversion. Because again, every application online gets an average of 250 people. Of those 250, only about 5 are going to get an interview. That is 2%. And the last thing that's making your approach slow is that without a structured approach to the job search itself, you are wasting time and spending hours on low yield activities. What do I mean by low yield activities? You're doing things that aren't going to produce good result in your job search. You're mass applying, you're rewriting your resume for every 2 hours, you're refreshing your inbox to see somebody has messaged you. Like, you're putting in a lot of effort, but the return on that effort is going to be super low because those things are not what lead to interviews and they're not what lead to job offers. The women who are landing jobs faster right now are not inherently more qualified than you. They just have a different system and approach behind their job search. And that's what I want to share with you. Because there are 3 things that I have seen that consistently separate the women who are landing jobs in 3 to 6 months for the women who are job searching for 7 months or more, right? 7 months, 12 months, 18 months. There are 3 specific behaviors. The first one is that if we think about the women who are landing jobs faster right now, they are starting the whole process with clarity, not applications. Let me say that again. They are starting with clarity, not applications. The instinct when you want a new job, especially when the job you're currently in is draining you, is toxic, it's miserable, it's depressing you, the instinct is get me out of here right now. And so you start applying because you're desperate to get out. I understand the instinct, but notice the word I just used, desperate, which means you're trying to job search from your desperate energy. This is something I talk about in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. We talk about being in your abundant energy versus your desperate energy. Because if you don't know exactly which role you want and why you want that role, every time you submit an application, you're literally just guessing. You're guessing that you'll get called back. You're guessing that it'll be a fit. You're guessing that you'll be excited about the job. You're guessing, which is why you have a ton of unsuccessful applications. But meanwhile, the women who land jobs faster, they spend the first few couple, I would say, of weeks of their search doing the clarity work that makes everything else in the job search go faster. They are pausing to get clear on their values so that they can stop ending up in companies that look good on paper, but really just catfish them. And once they get in the company, they're going to be unhappy. They avoid getting catfished by companies because they know their values. They clarify their interests so that they stop forcing themselves into roles that drain and exhaust them and instead land roles they are genuinely interested in, excited about, and motivated by. They map their skills so that they can see how their experience translates into the role that they actually want. Because they know their skills so well and they know their career story so well, they know how to position their skill sets to make sense for why they're applying for their target role. That is what women who are landing jobs faster are doing. The first thing I should say is they're starting with clarity. Inside my program, YFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, my clients use the Visa Career Clarity Framework to do this in 14 to 30 days. Because I have a system that specifically helps you figure out very quickly your values, your interests, and your skills. And in that time, even we figure out your limiting beliefs and how to get you into your abundant energy. And by the end of this 30-day period, you build what we call a fulfilling career manifesto and an ideal career profile that details what kind of work you want, what kind of work environment you want to be in, what kind of work tasks you want to do, what kind of salary you want to earn. When you have this document, it becomes the filter for every decision that you're making in your job search. Because now you stop settling or applying for jobs that are just tolerable. You also stop wasting time trying to decide, is this job right or not? Because with your ideal career profile, within 5 minutes, you can determine if a job is right for you or not. Because you've painted a picture, you've written down what you're looking for. So inside of FYFC, within 7 days, you can discover some industries you never knew you could work in. Within 14 days, you can have your fulfilling career manifesto built. And in 30 days, you would have done the research and have a clear target role. You would know your transferable skills, and you're either already building or have built a resume that is positioning you for that role. That is how clarity can speed up your job search, because within just 2 to 4 weeks, you have laser focus on what it is you're looking for in your job search so that the rest of your job search is smooth. So that's the first thing women who are landing jobs faster are doing differently, is they are starting with clarity, not applications. The second thing women who are landing jobs faster right now are doing is that they are positioning themselves as the solution to a problem, not just a candidate that has a job history. Let me explain what I mean. When you are mid-career, let me even take that back. In general, not just mid-career. In general, job searching is a marketing game. The best marketer gets the job, not the most qualified candidate. Okay? It's all about, when you think about marketing, what does that mean? Marketing is when you help somebody, if we're just thinking the general term, you help somebody see a problem they had and you position your product or your service as the solution to that problem. That's really just what marketing is. So in the job search lens, we already know the problem because the job description has told us the problem. It's when you help the company or the hiring manager see you as the perfect solution to the problem they have said that they have. That is what marketing is. And your work history is not how you market yourself. Okay, because this is the problem that I see a lot of mid-career women doing, is that your resume is literally just listing your career history. everything you did, every skill you have, everything you accomplished, just listing it because you think that makes you look more qualified. I remember one woman saying, no, my resume is so stacked, I shouldn't be getting ghosted. And I'm like, you're getting ghosted because your resume is stacked. They don't care about a stacked resume. They care about a resume that tells a clear story about how you can solve the clear problem that they have. Positioning means that instead of your resume being a museum of your career history, your resume becomes a targeted case, a targeted marketing document for why you are the right person for this role. Not just that, your LinkedIn profile is also not just documenting your history, it is marketing you for what you want to do next in the future. So that way, recruiters are reaching out to you for the role you want, not the role you had that you're trying to leave. So inside FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, my clients use my target resume system to rebuild their resume as a marketing document. And I help them do this too. I remember just a couple of days ago, I was helping one client. I helped her build a new section in her resume, rewrite some of her bullets. And she was like, oh my gosh, this was so helpful. Thank you. Because she had not positioned herself for the specific job. There were keywords she wasn't using. There were words in the document that she wasn't talking about. There were skills, like they were asking about somebody who had mentored and led research. And she didn't have that in her resume at all. So I was able to catch some of that for her and help her. That's because the target resume system is built to help you create a resume that positions you for the job you want using the job description that you have in hand. In FYFC, my clients use the magnetic LinkedIn system to build a LinkedIn profile that attracts the right opportunities to them. And then they use the ATM cover letter to write a cover letter that tells their career story in a way that makes hiring manager literally clamor to interview and hire them. Those three places, resume, LinkedIn, and cover letter, are the best places to market and position yourself for the job you want. And inside FYFC, not only do I teach you those systems, I give you literal templates and scripts so that you're doing your resume in an hour or less, not to mention the feedback system that allows me to then help you type some of that up, redo the work. You're getting my eyes on it. That's what we do inside FYFC. One of my clients, Suzette, had already worked with a career coach before she joined us in FYFC, and she talked about how that didn't really help her much. In FYFC, after she implemented the resume feedback, she used our interview template. She secured an associate director role with a $20,000 salary increase just from using the frameworks that I use to teach you how to position yourself. I remember her talking about how she was able to so clearly tell a consistent career story across 5 different rounds of the interview because of the way I teach you to tell your career story in a way that connects you and your experiences to the job. Another one of my clients, Marissa, went from thinking she wasn't qualified for a learning manager role to walking into that interview, landing that job with a $13,000 increase. All of that started from us redoing her resume together. When we redid her resume, it really just helped her see how qualified she was because, again, the whole point of a target resume is that it positions you for the job you want. And so you start to see on paper how you are qualified for the job you want, which allows you to interview so much better to where you can land a higher paying offer. So that is the second thing women who are landing jobs faster are doing, is that they position themselves as the solution to the problem, not just a candidate that has a job history. The third thing that women who are landing jobs faster are doing right now is that they stop waiting in the applicant line and they jump the line entirely by building relationships. So remember I told you, on average, every job posting is getting about 250 applicants. The women who land jobs faster are not putting themselves in that long line. They're jumping the line with relationships because they know that 85% of jobs are filled through relationships. 70% of those roles sometimes are never posted publicly. All those job boards that you are refreshing every 5 minutes, whether it's Indeed, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, it doesn't matter what it is, they only have about 15% of roles that are actually available in the market. 15%. That means there are 85% of jobs that you never set your eyes on. So the women who land jobs faster are spending 80% of their job search energy on conversations and relationships, and 20% of their energy or less on applications. They're putting more of their time and effort on building visibility, on building relationships, so that when a role opens up at a company they want to work for, somebody already knows their name. Somebody's referring them. Somebody's advocating for them. One of my clients told people in her network what she was looking for, and then a former colleague sent her a job posting that she applied to with a target resume and ATM cover letter. She ended up landing the role with a $20,000 increase. Alejandra, that's the client, she didn't find that job on a job board. It came to her through a relationship. Another one of my clients had a recruiter reach out to her on LinkedIn because her profile was positioned for her target role. A third client of mine, she moved to a new city. She was in education. She moved to a new city and we're talking about, okay, she wanted to land roles in the DMV area. And I told her to just research all the charter schools in that area and call them up and build relationships. She ended up, from one of those phone calls, introduced herself, talked about her experience. She ended up landing a new job with a $19,000 salary increase from a phone call. None of these clients I'm telling you about were waiting passively for the right job posting to appear on the job board. They built relationships and visibility that brought opportunities to them. Inside FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, clients use my Connect networking system to build these relationships without feeling pushy or fake or salesy. Like, even if you're an introvert, within the program, I give you like scripts for how to reach out to people, what to say, how to foster the relationship so that you're genuinely connecting and you don't feel like you're being an icky salesperson that's bothering people. So those are the three things that women who are landing jobs faster are doing differently, and how I help them do it inside my program, FYFC. They start with clarity, not applications. They position themselves as a solution, not a candidate with a history. And they stop waiting in the applicant line and start building relationships. So you've been hearing me talk about FYFC, or Find Your Fulfilling Career. What exactly is it? Well, FYFC is my 12-month group career clarity and job search coaching program for mid-career professional women who are tired of applying and hearing nothing back, who are done feeling stuck in a career that drains them, and are ready to land a higher paying job that they are genuinely excited about. Inside the program, you get a few tools and resources that helps me support you to land a job faster. So first, we have the Career Clarity Curriculum, which is where you get step-by-step guidance through every phase, literally every phase of this process, from clarity to positioning to the search to interviews to negotiation, so that you're never wondering what to do next or wasting time on the wrong things. This is where you'll find the resume templates, the cover letter templates, the LinkedIn profile templates, the interview scripts, the negotiation scripts, the clarity assessments that help you get clarity faster. It's all inside the Career Clarity Curriculum. We have weekly group coaching calls where I work with you directly on your specific situation. So this is where you can take the curriculum and we personalize it to your situation. You also, from the weekly calls, benefit from secondhand coaching, which is where women, other women are asking questions that maybe you hadn't thought of but applies to you. So you're learning from hearing them get coached. You also get access, so you have the curriculum, the weekly group coaching calls, there are job search material audits. So I personally review and give feedback and help you create your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile before you start applying. That way, once you go into the search, you're feeling confident and you know that your materials are going to lead to an offer. In addition to the curriculum, the coaching, and the job search material audit, there are, I mentioned earlier, the done-for-you templates and scripts for your resume, your cover letter, your networking emails, interview responses, negotiation conversations. That way, you're not like looking at a blank page trying to figure out what to say or what to write. We have some evidence-based clarity assessments to help you get clear on your values and your zone of genius without journaling aimlessly. We have the 30-day career clarity challenge, which is how you're able to go from feeling stuck and confused about your next move to clear and confident in your next move within your first 30 days in the program. There's daily community support through the job search support ticket, where you can ask me any question in between our coaching calls, and that's how you get regular support from me outside of the calls, as well as my custom career clarity bot and job search marketing bot that help you research roles and build your materials faster. All of those tools and resources were built from a mixture of my own experience, because I've been on the other side, where my first big girl job search, I applied to over 50 jobs. And honestly, till this day, The job I got was the only job that called me back. Until this very today, I have never heard back from any of the other companies. Compare that to after I had worked as a career counselor and I knew some of the skills better. The next time I was applying for a job, I applied to only 10 jobs. I got 6 interviews. I got 4 offers. Like, can you see that drastic difference? So I know what it takes to switch the approach. I've put that into the curriculum. I've worked with over 110 women at this point. So I've been able to, again, every client experience for me is a way to improve the process and add new tools. And so when you join us inside FYFC, here's what your first 90 days with us will look like. On day one, you're going to start by identifying any mindset beliefs, any limiting thoughts and beliefs that are getting in the way of you going after your fulfilling role. Because honestly, if you are not on board mentally, meaning if you don't believe in your mind, in your heart, that you can do work you enjoy and get paid well, it doesn't matter what strategy you get. You can get all the strategy from now until kingdom come and you will not implement and you will stay stuck in that job that you hate. If the story you are telling yourself does not match the future that you want, you will not take action. It's just that simple. And that's why we start by identifying your mindset beliefs. You will learn my Liberate model for overcoming limiting career beliefs. You'll do that from the first day. Within your first 7 days, you will have done the visa clarity assessment, the interest assessment, and you will discover industries you didn't know that could work for you using the visa framework. Within 2 weeks, you've built your fulfilling career manifesto and your ideal career profile, and you know exactly what type of job you want. Within 30 days, you have used my research bots to figure out, based on your manifesto and ideal career profile, which job is right for you, which industry is right for you, so that now you can build a target resume that highlights the right skills and positions you for your role. By 90 days into the program, you're already landing interviews, you're having active conversations, you are positioned to receive and negotiate an offer. That's what your first 90 days can look like in the program. FYFC is for you if you are established in your career, so you are 10 to 20 years in, but you've been unhappy for, I would say, 5 or more of those years, and you're finally ready to truly thrive in your career again. FYFC is for you if you want to land a role that pays you minimum $10,000 more than what you're making right now. And I say minimum because inside FYFC, the average salary increase is $35,000. So our lowest is $13,000 and our highest is $135,000. So my goal is always that you have a minimum, I call it a 5-figure salary increase, which is 10K or more. FYFC is for you if you are tired of investing your time and your energy trying to figure out your job and your career alone, and you are ready for a proven process with real support that will help you land a more fulfilling career. If you are a mid-career woman, again, you're 10 to 20 years into your career, and you've been applying and applying and you're not hearing back, or you're getting to interviews and you're not getting offers, you need to join us inside FYFC. Now, I will say this program truly is not for everybody. I'm always upfront about that. FYFC is not for you if you are not willing to do the work or show up consistently for your own search. The women who are landing jobs faster right now are action takers. Like, they're getting feedback. They're having the conversations. They're willing to try new things and get feedback and iterate. So if you're looking for a quick fix that requires no effort on your part, I'll be candid right now. Nope, this is not the program for you. If you're just looking for somebody to rewrite your resume without doing that deeper clarity work of connecting to your career story, this is not the program for you. Because my belief is that you can have a pretty resume and still not land jobs because you don't know how to position yourself. A pretty resume doesn't necessarily mean it is positioned for you to land a role. Okay. I will say FYFC is also not for you if you are fresh in your career, meaning that you're just like 1 to 2 years into your career, because we do a lot of deep clarity work that I personally believe requires a minimum of 5 years of experience to help you really connect to what you're looking for in your career, what you want, and where you want to go. So if you are ready to leave that draining job and land a job that you truly enjoy and can thrive in, you need to join us inside FYFC. Because that is the place to be. That is the place where you will get my help, get my support, get my coaching to help you land a job that you're truly excited about once again. So your very next step is to book a free career clarity call with me. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, you'll be able to book that call. And this is the next step, because I also always want to make sure that any woman who's joining FYFC is in the right place. So on this call, we're going to have a conversation just about what's happening in your career. Where are you feeling stuck? Where are you feeling unhappy? Why are you feeling stuck? What have you tried that hasn't worked? And based on everything I hear, if I believe this is the right way to support you, I'll tell you more about exactly how I will help you and your unique situation inside FYFC. And then you'll be able to join us. And if you choose not to join us, that is also an option. But you will at least leave having made a choice and having all the information. But that is the very first step, is to book a free career clarity call with me. Again, the link is hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, to book that call. In terms of getting started after the call, it's super simple. The program is $3,000 if you pay upfront, or there are two interest-free payment plan options available to you. 6 monthly installments of $500 or 12 monthly installments of $250, whichever is easier for you. Most women, like I mentioned earlier, the average salary increase for my clients is $35,000. So for most women, the program pays itself back in their first paycheck. When they land a job, their very first paycheck is already able to pay itself back. Some women who do the payment plan, when they get a new job, they just pay it off. So that option is available to you. If you're ready to stop stressing yourself out, trying to DIY your job search and not getting any result, and you want to follow a proven, repeatable framework that you will not only use now to land a new job, but will teach you how to navigate your career literally for the rest of your career, you definitely need to have a conversation with me. I would love to talk with you about how I can specifically help you in your unique situation inside Find Your Fulfilling Career. So go ahead and book that career clarity call with me. Again, the URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. That URL is also going to be in the description of this episode. Book a call. Let's have a conversation and talk more about how I can support you to land a higher paying, more fulfilling role ASAP. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.